Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. This week we check in with the United Soybean Board. Lawrence Sokolsky from Southern Minnesota sits on the board. They had their board meeting this week in Kentucky. Gives us some details on their projects they are planning and priorities for 2025. Your morning report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. Lawrence talks about his leadership past and his current farm location in southern Minnesota.
I got involved quite a few years ago, but to begin with, on the farm, I farm with my wife and a brother and four of our kids. We're right down on the Minnesota-Iowa border, farm corn and soybeans. We're pretty lucky. Martin County's got a lot of hogs, soybean crush, a couple ethanol facilities, so we're really lucky that way.
USB gathered in Kentucky this past week for their board meeting, and Sokolsky talks about what they are planning for 2025.
We know there's kind of been a lull in the market here, and we're trying to find ways to jumpstart that again. So this morning we went through some exercises, and we're trying to get people to think big. We just went through an exercise of exports, and the guys had some pretty good ideas.
One of the areas Lawrence focuses on is infrastructure, also connectivity, and he talks about that and what those discussions included.
I am the area coordinator for priority coordinator for infrastructure and connectivity. So on the supply side, we think of that as going, through the scale, and so road, river, and rail, and so we've had some improvements to the waterways, the Mississippi River. We got supply partnerships with the QSSVs, regional boards, researchers, and supply chain innovation, improved data to increase farmer value in the soy value chain, and identified opportunities to improve the supply chain, bottlenecks, alternatives, and then market opportunities. We talk about this more all the time. We have a better product than most people around the world. It's more sustainable, and we need to sell that to our customers.
When it comes to shopping, I admit sometimes I will buy quantity over quality, but when it comes to U.S. soybeans, nobody can really match the quality. Nobody can match quality of U.S. soybeans. And Lawrence Sokolsky from Minnesota, sitting on the board with USB, says, well, there's a hurdle when it comes to trying to move these high-quality beans, and that comes down to some of the waterways.
One of the biggest challenges is to move our high-quality soybeans is, the Panama Canal is really low on water, and they've really had to lower the loads that they haul around the world. And then, of course, we know we've got a problem over there in the Suez, and so people are having to go around Africa. So Brazil is kind of having our lunch right now because of these transportation problems that we have. So how can we fix them? Can we move more beans out of the Northwest? We've already heard discussion this morning about maybe the St. Lawrence Seaway, get that jump started going. But we're always just one election away or one natural disaster to really change our industry.
Lawrence Sokolsky joining us from Southern Minnesota, sitting on the board with United Soybean Board. And he talks more about connectivity and what that means on the soybean side of things and what they're working to do to improve it.
Connect the supply and the demand and the end user, the purchaser, putting all them pieces of the puzzle together.
I mentioned, Lawrence, you always want to try and expand that puzzle as well as you move ahead.
That's true. Yeah. It's, we're thinking in the future. Sometimes we get challenged, what are we going to look like in 5 or 10 years? What are we supposed to do? And so looking into the future sometimes will help solve that puzzle.
Lawrence Sokolsky joining us from Southern Minnesota. He sits on the board with USB. I say, well, Lawrence, without a crystal ball, it's kind of hard to determine that future.
We listened to a market person this morning, and marketing is emotional, and she didn't tell us, what to do or what to expect, but just the hard facts that are happening right now. Like I said, the challenges that we have on transportation, the expansion of the Brazilian crop. Argentina bounced back from a bad crop last year, but Brazil looks like they're going to keep on expanding. They're going to plant more double crop. They're going to plant more triple crop. They're going to take some more land and put it into production. So, our challenges are there, and we've kind of got to look into the future.
Sokolsky says to make positive changes, they'll need the help of their other soybean partners.
Well, first of all, we need our friends on ASA and our our other state boards to help get the GREET model on how to measure carbon intensity. And then after that, you know, we've invested a lot of money in renewable fuels. I think the next bright star will be sustainable aviation fuel and more renewable diesel. We got a great market out in California. We're moving to New York, but I think that's the night shining star. And then, of course, India. They're eating more and more meat, so maybe that's going to be our new China.
Lauren Sokolsky joining us with the United Soybean Board. He is from southern Minnesota. I mentioned as well, when it comes to demand, I hear conversations on how we can maybe improve domestic demand. And is that going to maybe overtake trying to reach a new partner globally? But Lawrence talks about that, just trying to improve demand and how that may move ahead.
We can't do any lobbying. We leave that to our friends at ASA and stuff. But really, when you think about it, you know, maybe more free trade agreements. But if we really do protect, you know, the United States, and then a good example would be when Russia invaded Ukraine, Europe was really short on a lot of products, and then he had to scramble. So keeping the United States healthy, keeping our food supply here, in the long run, that should be good for the world, because they'll have a trusted trading partner that can deliver.
And finally, when it comes to biofuel, I always say my favorite statement, it checks all the boxes when it comes to the environment and the message of sustainability, and really is something we can see that market expand even further, which will only benefit soybean farmers too.
Well, there's no question about it. You know, people that really want to lower carbon and have their sights set at electricity, and we probably need a little bit of that. But the fact is, you can start using our homegrown renewable fuels today and making an impact. If my numbers are correctly, for every ton of carbon you don't remove today, in 20 years, you're going to have to remove 30 tons. So there's no reason not to get started on this and start to do it today.
Lawrence Sokolsky joining us from southern Minnesota. He sits on the board with United Soybean Board. They recently got together here this past week in Kentucky for their 2024 United Soybean Board meeting. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.